Good day, everyone. Dave Lanning on the radio, Oklahoma Ag Network. Time to take a look at our afternoon markets today, and we've got a complete wrap-up of all your markets coming up when we come back in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming up on Thursday, January 24th, broadcast live from Fort Worth, Texas on Dish Network Satellite 998 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise started at 7:30 a.m. Central Time with the video auction at 8 a.m. Central Time. We'll be offering 21,000 head, 7,100 yearling steers, 2,700 yearling heifers, 10,500 wean calves among the offering coming up on the 24th of January. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video of a specific lot, visit our website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or call Superior at 800-422-2117. We do remind you, it is a new location on Dish Network for Superior Livestock, Satellite Channel 998. Or as always, go to SuperiorClickToBid.com. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, wide price shifts have quickly developed this morning following a quick turn lower in the hog trade, and this sparked additional liquidation, moving April futures nearly $2 lower. Feeder cattle futures were leading the cattle complex higher. March futures $2 higher at one point here today. On the live cattle, sharp triple-digit gains in feeder cattle futures quickly brought about renewed futures market trade as traders tried to adjust to the renewed support developing in the last half of January. Although gains were moderate at best through the morning, there was increased focus on the ability to bring additional trade volume back to the table, with traders covering short positions from yesterday. The feeder cattle, well, futures quickly turned around with March contracts leading the renewed support as prices surged well over $2 higher today. Although there still remains uncertainty concerning the overall direction cattle markets are headed through early 2019, the potential to build on recent market lows and spark additional buyer activity through the entire market could bring about stability in the soft feeder cattle complex. Now, on the grains, the wheat trade 1 to 3 cents higher, with more talk of Russian restrictions adding support to the market, along with talk of China buying with trade trying to consolidate through the resistance levels cleared the last couple of trading days. Early gains have faded again, but the dollar has bounced last week into this week and remains in the lower part of a two-month range. And corn trade nearly mixed today, with early gains fading again. The South American recent weather pattern remains intact, with a mix of excessive rain and pockets of dryness with some potential improvement down the road. Soybean trade was anywhere from 2 to 4 cents higher today, with trade remaining near the upper end of the range after bouncing back from the break. Dave Lanning on the radio, Oklahoma Ag Network.